Steven.
Well, what?
Why is America number one, dude?
I thought we covered that.
Right.
I just want to hear it again.
Well, I wanted to also, too, because one thing I think is kind of funny, but I'm like failing to make it funny, is just this idea of explanations, which I'm going to talk about in the talk, and this is in part one, but how all cultures have had rain dances. I talked to you about this.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
And I just think it's interesting because, first of all, a rain dance is an explicit attempt at weather modification. So, like, no matter what you want to say about people in the West, you're like, you're destroying the weather. It's like, that's what they were trying to do. It's just that they failed at it.
Fair.
So that we're kind of like, oh, you know, like we look at it with a degree of reverence.
If they're blasting lasers, we wouldn't be like, oh.
Right. Or if their rain dances worked.
True that.
What I was saying to Shane was, like, if you've lived with somebody that likes the thermostat slightly different, you know how annoying that gets.
Yeah.
If you, all of a sudden, you go out in the morning and it's raining and you're like, fucking.
fucking savages.
Fucking doing it again.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn like Redskins.
That's so fucking funny. God, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
the
rain dance, to think of it as attempted weather modification.
I mean, it is, dude.
I mean, no, of course it's what it is.
That's
but it's
crazy.
Just funny to look at it in that light.
And again, though, but people look at
chemtrails, dude.
It was Native American chemtrails.
Yeah, dude,
they were
fucking
smoke signals. They were fucking dancing.
They wanted to make the progress that we make. They just didn't know how.
Fair enough.
And
they didn't fucking get jiggy with it enough, dude.
Right. True.
Should have danced harder.
Damn, the times that it must have appeared to have worked must have been the most lit fucking party
dude,
ever.
Same thing as like an open mic when like you're out, your rain dance didn't work, some guy like drizzled a little bit. He's like, dude, you just gotta loosen up, just fucking, you just gotta be yourself, dude.
It's like,
just
dude,
do
you're
it
pretty funny. You're funny. That was good. It's
like it got a little humid, dude. It got humid out there. You just gotta fucking let him have it.
Humid.
I've been doing this for like 15 years, bro. It's like, I know what I'm doing. That was people who thought they were the shit at rain dancing must have been so funny.
They must have like hit it once or twice and then just been like, I'm not doing it again. I can't do it. Like every 10 years, they'd hit one. Dude, if you hit a rain dance, you'd be the fucking man.
It's over, dude. It's over. Well, there was another book talking about that and how like God evolved, where there'd be like people who would do that and then they'd be like, yep, this guy's in charge of everything. And then he'd do it again. It didn't work. And he'd be like, which one of you guys did something fucked up? And they're all like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I did something fucked up. Ah, he knows.
It's like in Apocalypto when there's the eclipse. Do you see Apocalypto?
No, I want to see that.
He's an Aztec.
I almost lied and
or
said
a Mayan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always do that.
I always do that
yes.
shit. And it's like, you know the part where that happens? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that part. I'm always such a psycho that in my mind I'm like, maybe they're just making that up to try to trap me. I'm that much of a fucking psycho. But in Apocalypto, they're doing the Aztec thing where they're ripping people's fucking hearts out and cutting their heads off.
Ooh.
The top of pyramids, which they did at an astounding rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like lines would be miles long.
Jesus.
This is a bad rain dance.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was a real bad rain dance. And the worst fucking rain dance possible.
Exactly. Explicitly trying to
But then there's just a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse while he's about to get his heart ripped out. And they're all just like, whoa. The sun god has had its fill of blood. Let this guy go. Fuck yeah. But it's just, you know.
That's awesome, man.
It's funny that just a freak occurrence happened and he was...
Well, dude,
that's
crazy to think of people who were in that time. And then I always think about this when, like, 500 years, they're going to look at us and be like, those fucking idiots. Like, when it changed from 1998 to, like, 2005, 2010, I remember thinking, like, damn, I live in the fucking tens now, dude. This sucks.
Oh,
I was like, I'm just like some
funny.
Shitty
yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
dude in the tens.
Yeah.
To where like I look back on 1910, I'm like, idiot, fucking moron.
I think of that all the time.
Now I'm like, fuck, man. I'm in the fucking tens, dude. I was on the end of it. Now
I'm
just like
the end of the sickest century.
Shitting in my fucking hat, dude. I'm like, this sucks.
That's all right. You'll die in the 50s, which is sick. Hopefully there's another civil rights. Hopefully the 2050s includes.
2050 is going to be fucking the size 42 dungaree march, dude. They're going to be like, jump, hold
me
down.
They're going to be fire hose and white dudes.
They probably will.
I'm going to deliver the I Have a Dream.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, I have a dream.
Just Alex Jones voice.
I'm sick of seeing black movies. I'm sick of seeing ESPN do blackface every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, that's like.
But yeah, that was
hilarious.
What were we talking about buying a house? My sister and her Arab lover have really they're moving again. I think they've moved back and forth from Harrisburg to Philadelphia. Well, they move every year. They move every single year.
I mean, he can't help it.
You think he's nomadic.
He's nomadic. Dude.
They have a caravan set up on 76, dude. Just
I mean, do I have to say, dude? He's nomadic.
Yeah, now he's selling Kias. Well,
it's funny because that interrupts my other point. I'm like, every time if he's listening to this, I always wonder what your brother-in-law thinks. But you're like my Arabian lover.
Arabian, yeah, dude.
I'm just like, he must just be like, motherfucker.
No, he's.
You know, I know he laughs.
He's a dork though, so it's funny. I love him, but he's an Arab. Dude. He's an Arab. Arabs are fucking dorks.
You think so?
Yes, across the board.
Yeah.
Every Arab is a fucking dork.
I think they're
dork.
Up on the pyramid of coolness. They're up from Asians a little bit.
No way.
You think Asians are cooler than Arabs?
You're thinking like Dubai Arabs. That's a very small percentage.
I'll give it to you. I mean,
we're talking Egyptian.
How deep are you trying to go?
The majority of Arabs.
Egypt's pretty chill.
Egypt's not chill at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
They're fucking beheading people, blowing up mosques and shit. Yeah, that's not good. But
I still think they're cooler than Asian people.
Asians are making a run lately. And Asians are basically in the same. I think they're in the same level of the coolness pyramid.
I'd give Arabs a little bit up.
They both wear those tapered pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. A lot of silk. Yeah,
they're both doing cool haircuts now.
All right.
Here's an idea. My Arabian brother-in-law thought that Dave Matthews Band, because when he moved to America, it was like he still struggled figuring things out. And in school, somebody was like, "We're going to see Dave Matthews Band tonight," and he thought Dave Matthews was a student in his school, so he went around looking for Dave Matthews to ask if he could go to his concert.
Wait, did he ever go to the I want to know if he went to the Dave Matthews Band concert. He goes, like, "Holy fuck, this guy goes to my school."
Damn, dude, this guy is old for school. But no, my favorite story, and I told it before.
That's so fucking funny.
My Arab brother-in-law showed up on the first day of school. His parents just dropped him off at the bus stop, and they didn't know the colors that people were allowed to wear. So he was wearing a big purple fluffy jacket. They didn't know that was a girl's color. So he's a little Arab kid that can't speak English in a purple. He can't speak English. He can't speak a fucking word of English in a purple jacket. And then he got on the wrong bus and went to the wrong school and no one knew who he was. So he's just walking around and they're like, "Are you where you're supposed to be?" And he's like, "Oh, some of the He went home that day. He just went to a different school.
What did they do with him?
No one can speak Arabic. Dude,
who do you call?
You call Ghostbusters, dude.
An Arabic boy in a purple jacket. Like, dude,
this is pre 9/11. No one cared.
That's what I'm saying. But still, I would just spin his shoulders and just be like, "Go that way, bro." Keep walking.
Oh man,
I'm not about to deal with this shit, dude.
That's just such a funny fucking first day of school.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
You're in a different country. You're just in a purple fucking jacket and in the wrong school.
Speaks a lot to the safety of America, dude. Another country, he would have got snatched up and sold into sex slavery. Day of school, you get lost. Someone's like, "Yeah, come here.
Yeah, come here. I'll help you."
That's so.
But
funny.
No, he had to. Him and his family had to flee religious persecution from the Muslims.
Yep.
So keep that in mind.
I'll give it a
I look. Was talking to a fucking Armenian last night in the green room.
Yeah, what do you
before
have to
he
say?
Went on, I was
they
like,
"They got genocided."
Yeah, Steve Odabashian. Odabashian.
Okay.
Obadashian.
Odabashian.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in the green room, and I was like, "Oh, what are you, Armenian?" He was like, "Oh, nice." I was like, "What do you think about that genocide?"
What, the Armenian genocide?
Yeah, and he was like, we started talking about it for a while.
Really?
Before he went on stage.
You talked about the Armenian genocide?
And he was
genocide?
Like, "You're gonna make me fucking cry, dude." And I was like, "Oh, my bad." Then he went on and fucking ate a dick. I was in the back like, "Oh, my bad."
So, like, Dashian is an Armenian name?
Yeah.
Like Kardashian, Obadashian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. Good to know. I never
but
knew that.
A lot of people, I was like, why don't we recognize that? Why is that a genocide that America won't? And it was something to do with, like, Russia and Iran. It would, like, be insulting to them. But that's another Muslim genocide. Keep that in mind.
What, the Armenian genocide?
The Ottoman Empire.
Really?
Yeah, that was Ottoman. That was some Turkish, some boys, dude. Killed 1.5 million people.
That's pretty good.
What do you think of
that,
Steven?
What do you think about those numbers?
Those are high numbers to be of death.
You think it counts as full genocide?
I think so, but I think that the political considerations are what keep them from actually calling it that.
Oh, they call it the Armenian.
It's good to have
it?
Steve here.
Well, I don't know. I know. I mean, Shane knows more than I know.
No, I don't know that's, shit.
That's
I don't know
a,
shit.
That's about what would the extent
you say
of my knowledge.
It was
what
like 1915, say? Ottoman Empire, yeah. World War One, pre, you know.
Well, just spitballing, Steve. What would you say your favorite genocide is?
Favorite genocide?
Like, which one are you most drawn to?
It's got to be the one of your people.
Well, I mean,
remember when your people got fucking
like, if you
had
picked one...
Yeah, yeah. Ideally, I'd pick
one to do a book report on. Which one would you pick?
Well, my favorite would be the one where the fewest amount of people got killed. I just don't know
how.
What
a fucking sissy answer.
But I
so you like them quick and easy.
Yeah, I don't have a good answer to that.
That's
a good question.
What's your favorite genocide?
What's yours?
I'm thinking. Yeah. I think an underrated one is Australia getting rid of the Aborigines. That's an underrated that's, one.
Really?
Yeah, you imagine
that
those
doesn't
boys.
Get talked about a lot, or you mean
yeah,
it's just
we
like,
don't we don't talk about it enough.
What'd they do?
They just went down there and wiped out the native Australians.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of fucking bad boys in Australia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Criminals. That's criminals and fucking English, like fucking...
There's just guys wandering around being like, fuck off, fuck
off. Yeah. Yeah, so that was... That's pretty great.
That's probably pretty brutal. Like,
yeah.
People moving next to you and then like... They come fucking kill you, and you're like, yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Because a lot of the American ones, they put up a pretty good fight, so the genocide was more of just us dominating a war, you know?
Oh, you're saying these guys
it's
didn't
like,
really...
dude, well, America won the Indian Wars.
They have plumper Indians down there, don't they?
No, they got blacker Indians.
I thought they were plump. I thought they were like...
Oh, those ones...
Like Samoan
No,
type.
They were just...
Like Inuit, almost.
No, Aborigines are like...
I thought they had those hot Inuits down there.
They don't have hot Inuits. The Samoans are plump, though.
Yeah, I know
those
are some
big
plump
boys.
I had a Samoan fuck me up one time.
That'd be a negative fight.
Yeah.
Trying to go to war with a bunch of Samoans, all you got is like a musket.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, the next thing you know, the rock's coming out.
I always picture, when they say Aboriginals, I always picture like the shorter, stouter...
No, movies. They're like lanky black people.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know that, Steve?
Well, I think it's just like... Yeah, no, I didn't know it.
It's good to know to what it, you know. I always picture like an Eskimo.
No,
because isn't that term for any group of people indigenous to a particular place?
I'm not sure.
Aboriginal just means like before white dudes.
Okay,
you know.
It's really great. It's pretty funny when you think about.
Gotcha.
All right. Enough of this.
You know, white people apparently evolved like 8,000 years ago.
What are you talking about?
That like whiteness
in the cave? You're talking about?
Well, just like. White skin.
It's only 8,000 years old?
Something like that. We got to Google, but it's incredibly recent.
Really?
It was one of those things.
What happened?
Well, I'm assuming it was something about living in a cooler climate or not, you know, like less sun. So you
think
need
we're
to,
like albinos?
You need to gather more vitamin D. This is, by the way, Google this. I have literally no idea
Steve,
what I'm talking about.
We say garbage nonstop.
Okay, but I think, you know, in order
garbage,
to capture sort of like a solar panel.
Do you think that we're then just like albino black people?
Well, sure. I mean.
Not black. We're just albino people, Matt.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be black.
It's an evolution to where you live. Just like black people evolved because they were close to the equator. So they need less sun.
Yeah.
That's all. As when people spread,
you wouldn't if you had the melanin, you wouldn't die off either. So it's like it's not like it would be an encouraged to be lighter skin.
You would because you could get like rickets and
you get sick up there.
Yeah.
Oh,
the further north you go, people get sick from lack
black
of sun.
Black people get sick.
White people get sick. So imagine, you know,
a couple aboriginals
up there.
Seasonal oppressive disorder or affective disorder and all that stuff.
Although Inuits are pretty fucking...
So you think whites can take darkness better than black people, you're saying?
Obviously.
Yes. Wow. I had to do the math there.
I never thought about that.
And black people can take sunlight more.
Fucking, yeah.
So.
True.
Keep that in mind.
So I was talking to my friend recently, and he was hanging around down like West Philly or whatever. It's like a very... Very Antifa area, like especially if you're down near like Clark Park. And dude, it was so funny. So he's hanging out and he sees this Chinese dude with his girlfriend. And this guy was like from fucking China.
Who is this that we're talking about?
It's my buddy. Okay. I just don't want to, you know, blow shit up. But it was like, so he's chilling and he sees this like super like off the boat Chinese dude. His girlfriend's fucking hammered, and he's like. They're arguing. He's like, well, you fucking come on. You have to get inside. You're falling over. It's the middle of the day.
Is that how he was saying it?
No, but he's
how just kinda, is he saying?
He's just
it?
Going like, "Oh, dude, like he's grabbing her."
Yeah.
So then this white dude sees him and he's like, "Hey, you put her down right now! No, I will not allow that." And he starts like, you know, doing the fucking chants and shit. And the guy just looks at him. He's like, "Huh?" He's trying to get his girlfriend inside. So there was other Asians, Antifas, with this one guy being like, "You be a bit." And the one guy looked. I guess.
Wait. This is.
It's a white guy, and he had like two Asian
actual Antifas.
Yeah, more or less. It was just a white guy with like a dumb fucking shitty like tight cut off black jeans.
Yeah,
out
it was a social
like,
justice warrior. Yeah, white guy.
Basically an SJW being like, "You will not take her. I will not let you do that."
Yeah.
And then there was like he had like Asian POC friends with him, and
they are POC. A very POC. A very POC.
So they were like, "You cannot take her too." Of all this stuff, and the guy was like, "Hold on, hold on," and started talking to the one Asian dude.
That's sick. That's how you actually imitate Asian people in the story.
I mean, that's dude. Literally, this guy was so.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy was so Chinese, dude. Mm-hmm. He literally went, "Multiple dude," and the lady was just, and the girlfriend was just like, "Me, me, me." Like an anime character, just like, "Oh."
Yeah.
So eventually he just like walked by, his house was right there, and he's like, "Oh, don't you?" And like carried his drunk girlfriend inside. And the white guy had to be like, "Okay, fine, this time I'll allow it, but never again, dude."
Yeah, dude. Have you ever seen like one time me and my friends were walking, me and my other friend, he was an offensive lineman at Elon. Mm-hmm. We were walking home. So he and I are both pretty fucking big dudes. And we were walking home from the bar, and we just saw this clearly hammered guy and clearly his hammered girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were arguing, and he, like, pushed her onto the ground in the grass. They were on a hill.
And he pushed her.
And he, like, pushed her up the hill down.
So she had to catch herself in the hands.
No, she fell. She couldn't fucking catch herself. But, I mean, clear violence against his girlfriend, which is crazy. But it was so fucking funny. Like, there wasn't any, like, he didn't cold cock or anything like that. Like, they were just arguing. He was like, "Shut up, you fucking bitch." And, like, pushed her down. And me and my friend, we stopped it, but we stopped it, like, laughing.
You gotta
be
dying.
We were like, "Dude, what the fuck was that?
You can't push your fucking girlfriend."
Like, that's exactly how I said it. I was like, "Dude, what the fuck was that?"
I believe that,
too. And that guy was like, "Nothing, dude."
I was like, "Dude." Oh, man.
And, I mean, my friend was, like, 6'5", 300 pounds. Like,
I mean,
we were both,
totally in control of everything.
I mean, there was no chance that guy could have done anything. And dude. It was...
How'd she hit the ground, dude? Gracefully?
No, she was
a
drunk.
Like a jujitsu tumble?
She was a drunk college white chick. No, she landed like Batman. Like, she put, like, hand up.
Came down with a fist to the ground. She definitely probably fell like a soccer player. You know, like, if they like, blow in a soccer player's ear, they just go like, "Whoa."
Yeah, she dove and then grabbed her ankle
and
screamed.
Rolled around.
Yeah, and then we gave her boyfriend a red card, which is, we beat the fuck out. No. We just laughed and kept walking. We were like, "Should we fucking walk them home?
What do they do?
Like, what do we do
he
there?"
He picked her up like, "Sorry."
Yeah, he did. We were like, "Dude, what the fuck?" And he was like, all right, my bad." I mean, sure, that definitely led to... That guy's definitely right now. You know, if you have that in you where you're fucking throwing
pushing
people around...
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to have.
It's fucking crazy.
Reason I laughed was it was just so startling to see somebody push their girlfriend.
And then, of course,
to watch a drunk girl fall...
And that's hilarious.
It's just a hilarious way to handle an argument.
Nobody's really hurt. The girl's probably, you know, she got pushed. She's definitely butthurt. She's
definitely startled.
She's butthurt for sure, dude.
Tell you what, she didn't disagree with old Chet or whatever that kid's name was again.
Who?
Her boyfriend, I'm saying.
Chet. Dude.
Whatever his name was.
That dude, if they're still together, he could have her in Mexico. He probably brought her on a vacation. They're in Mexico. Sunset's coming.
Push her off
Dolphins.
The yacht.
No, dude. Dolphins are fucking jumping. He's like, "This is beautiful, babe." She's like, "Yeah, it is. Remember you pushed me?" And he's like, "Fuck. Will you ever let that go?" She's like, "I fucked that one football player afterwards."
But Elon University and a lot of the schools down there, like Duke, North Carolina, all those schools are like the ultimate. All the southern schools are fucking douche city. I mean, every school is fucking douche city. But, northeast schools, you get, like, Guidos and fucking, like, Wiggers and like that.
Sorry. That's so fucking funny. But go ahead. Just the idea of just Guidos and Wiggers.
Yeah, that's what you get.
It's like you're playing Age of Empires. Like, my Guidos go up here.
The Guidos from Rutgers versus the Wiggers from Westchester.
You just have them stationed.
Yeah, dude, you're making deals. You're trading black and milds for fucking Axe. But the South is, like... They have a swoop. Their hair is like a parted long hair that comes down.
Yeah, they're weirdly and then they pretty have, boys.
They all
down
wear
there.
Bow ties.
Ugh.
With button down shirts and then short shorts, like pastel colored short shorts and boat shoes. That's who, and I'm walking around in a fucking sweatsuit. Like,
yeah,
I gotta get the fuck out of here,
dude. When I was down
those
south,
people suck.
When I got a taste of the dudes down south, mm-hmm. of like, I was unaware of like country music culture.
Yeah,
and like we'd be at like bars and stuff, and they do karaoke, and like a guy would come up and sing country karaoke, which is, dude, if you're going to be like, and they would go up. And be like, there's a thing in like the South cowboy culture where it's like, I'm the roughest, tumblest, wild man you ever did see. And this guy would sing a song and like, dude. Yeah. And they were like hot. There were these
hot guys
who would karaoke country. And I'm like, dude, these guys are fucking dorks. But it was cool down there.
It was. Definitely is. It was like, weird. It was almost like Asian culture where like you try at karaoke. You know?
I think that ties back into your theory about England, how like English dudes are so
sure.
weird because there's not black people checking
you need
them.
Black people to check
and
you the
I
fuck
think it is out. Kind of really separate down south still, so white guys can go like if there was karaoke in Philly, there's going to be a couple black people there, and if I go sing like fucking Burke Williamson or whatever, whoever country music guy, and up there like, nah, I'm the rudeness tootiness, and if you spit in my car, I'm gonna spit tobacco, and it's like hold my cup while I shit.
I said, hey, pretty lady, get in the back of this truck. And we rode downtown and I fingered her pussy. And it's like, dude. Yeah, you need black people to keep you in check. You need a cooler. That's why fucking Conor McGregor thinks he's Floyd Mayweather. He's walking around like, I'm going to knock him out inside of four rounds.
Well,
I guarantee
Floyd Mayweather said he's going to win
this
for black people.
Mayweather's
going to
fucking rock his jaw.
Did you hear that? Mayweather's like, I'm winning this for black people.
That's a great move.
Now we have another fucking race battle, dude.
That's hilarious.
Why can't we chill?
We can't chill.
It's another race battle.
Dance for me, boy.
I want him to win. I want McGregor to win so bad.
And now you can't
I'm a fucking racist, dude.
Well, I mean.
But I'm Irish.
Mayweather's a piece of shit. But speaking of Asians.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think about this in the news, dude? Chinese officials are upset right now.
Why?
Because they're saying they can't recruit young soldiers right now because they're all too fat and they all masturbate too much.
That's an official statement?
That's an official statement from
out of Beijing?
From the People's Republic, dude.
Oh, my God.
Little boys are
Who are they trying to fight?
Just trying to build up their military.
I thought they were facing invaders from the steppe.
The Huns have rise. Mongolia is shut down. The Chinese have that.
Yeah. So no one's trying to like assail their wall?
Well, I mean, no, their wall is heavily guarded.
Although really?
There might be some White Walkers coming. The Chinese, they've always been very, very dragon-centric, dude.
So how are they going to get these boys off the porn?
I don't
lose
know.
Weight?
There's nothing they can do.
That's hard, man.
Well, I mean, it's sick how that's a Western problem.
Well, they're watching all that fucking Futanaria,
dude. We gave them fucking cartoons and KFC.
We gave them cartoons?
And we were like, go ahead.
Dude, they invented the anime.
Yeah, they invented anime, but they were appropriating our cartoon culture.
That's true. Yeah, but they made up Futanaria.
I don't know what that is.
Futanaria is anime where the girls in the anime characters magically grow penises.
Ooh.
It's called Futanaria. That's probably what they're all watching. Because you watch a lot of Futanaria, you get fat.
Really?
It makes you a bad soldier.
Yeah, dude, their army, I mean, think of it. They got a bunch of little tiny Chinese boys.
Yeah.
All eating KFC, jerking off a bunch of little Chinese Cartmans, dude.
It's like that episode when they play World of Warcraft and they're like,
argh. That's what happened.
Dude.
We need to get the North Koreans some World of Warcraft, dude.
That's actually not a bad. Just hit them with some. Dude, North Korea probably doesn't have any anime.
Not yet.
If you hit fucking Asian guys with hot cartoon characters, they get fat instantly, dude. All their blood goes right to their belly. All their blood pools from going to their dick constantly, just like, yep, and just stays
right
in their
belly,
ready to go.
I watched Asian porn the other day.
Like blurry
Asian
fucking
on Asian, and it was blurry. Terrible.
Oh, it was terrible, dude.
Who the fuck watches Asian porn?
I can't get down to say, okay,
the
there's
girls,
two
like,
things I can't get down with. The girls, I can get down with them if they're not blurred. I can't watch fucking Asian dudes drop D.
No.
It just, I'm sorry, it doesn't turn me on.
No, it's gross.
Asian guys boning, and again, I'm sorry, but this is my sexuality.
Yeah.
I can't get hard for them, dude.
Well, they're also very, like, spindly, like, slender, gross, like, skinny, fat, fucking weird dudes. It's hard to fucking get it going.
Well, they get aggressive, dude, in the Asian porn. Like, oh, and the girl's like,
yeah, dude, the girl noises are crazy.
Well, I think in... I'm totally spitballing, but I think in Japanese culture, if you're like, it turns Japanese dudes on if the girl's kind of acting like she's totally regretting her decision the whole time during sex. So she's like,
well, I mean, who's not turned on by that?
If they're like, no, please. I don't fucking like that shit. I hate that. And they cover their face and they're like, eh. Some guys like, oh, don't you,
man. Yeah, yeah. Well, they like that. They like the fucking get a tie on, be a fucking Japanese businessman. You've acquired this woman. That's what they're into, dude.
It's true.
It is true.
You know Japanese people invented MSG?
No.
True.
What is MSG?
It's the bad shit in Chinese food. They probably slipped it to the fucking Chinese in a briefcase, dude. That's why they're all fat now. Dude, I was eating fucking dim sum the other day. I've come to the realization I fucking hate Chinese food.
Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
I love Chinese food, but...
But why?
I can't... Like, lately in my life, the older I've gotten, like, if I eat it, I get so thirsty.
That's like, the MSGs, crazy, dude. That's crazy. The MSGs. Dude, it's literally the most dishonest food that's ever been. It's just literally... I was eating it, and I'm like, I'm paying $40 for dim sum. It's just meat wrapped in noodles, and the only reason it's good is because it's fucking covered in salt. I was like, yeah, this shit's a fucking ripoff.
Well, it's the Chinese, dude.
And then they had fucking chemicals, dude, gotten from the Japanese. The Japanese gave the Chinese fucking chemicals, dude. That's the only way they can push their shitty fucking food.
What do you think about the Korea, dude? What do you think about the North Korea?
The Korea aren't eating that MSGs, dude.
They're eating fucking rats.
I think they're not eating much. I think Kim Jong protects his people from all the MSGs, dude. That's how he's so swole.
He is. Dude, he's the man. That guy's hilarious.
He's so funny.
He's the best.